Do any of you have a frequent flyer membership with different airlines? And sometimes, if you've flown on the same airline long enough, when it's time to board the plane, if you're really special enough, you get to walk on this strip of carpeting with a sign that says, priority seating. You get to get on the plane first, after the handicapped and other special needs people. That means if you've got a carry-on, you'll be able to put your stuff here, right by your seat. Doesn't that make you feel special? Getting to walk on the carpet. I'm usually in group 5 or 6. And the carpet for us regular people is next to the carpet for the priority seating people. The priority seating people have a strip of red carpeting leading to the opening down the jetway into the plane. But the rest of us have to walk over here on the gray carpet. But both carpets get you to the same doorway. So sometimes I admit what I do. When it's my time, I walk on the red carpeting anyway. Because I know they're both going to the same place. That makes me feel special. And feeling special is a good thing, isn't it? Imagine me driving down the road and being stopped by a police officer for speeding, or having a light burned out, or some other reason. I roll down my window, police officer comes to the window and says, driver's license, proof of insurance, registration. Suppose I said to the police officer, do you know who I am? Do you know what I do? Do you see this collar? I'm on my way to anoint the sick, to do a funeral, to visit a hospital, to do something. Don't you know that I am special? That's what I'm saying when I say, do you know who I am? Do you know what I do? Do you know where I'm from? And if I think that I'm special, I therefore think that I am somehow deserving of, or worse yet, entitled to special treatment. A lot of people think they're entitled to special treatment. Sometimes they think that they're entitled to special treatment because of where they're from or what they do or how they speak or their education or who they know. But the reality is that all of creation is marked with great variety, as we hear in our first reading from Isaiah. All these different people God makes, all these different people God calls. In our gospel, there are clearly some people who think that they are special. Listen to that section of the gospel when it says, when the master of the house has arisen, he locks the door, and some will be outside knocking. Lord, let us in. Who is the master of the house? The Lord. What is the place where the door has been closed after he has arisen, that is, risen from the dead? Heaven. Who are the people who want to get into heaven? Hopefully everybody. But there are some people who think they should have priority seating. There are some people who think that they should have a red carpet rolled out for them. Why? Because as they're knocking at the door, they're saying, "Lord, let us in. We ate and drank with you. You preached in our streets. You know who we are. We're buds. We're friends. We know each other. So open the door." And the Lord says, "I don't know you. I don't know where you're from. I don't know what you're doing, but Lord, we hang out together." But that's not enough. "But Lord, I go to church every Sunday. But Lord, I say my prayers every night. But Lord." Yeah, well, that's great, but have you followed in my footsteps? That's great that we know each other, but have you done things my way? That's great that we ate and drank together. We eat and drink together all the time. But if you're not working hard to follow my way, to let me be your example, to be your model, then I don't even know you. Get out of here. If you think you're special, if you think you're deserving, if you think you're entitled, keep knocking. Maybe, just maybe, the door might be opened for you. But please don't think that you've ever got priority seating, because as Jesus tells his questioners today, you should not be surprised that some who think they should be first will be last. And some we think should be last will be first.